News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Ireland will soon formally recognise the state of Palestine. The Taoiseach Minister for Foreign Affairs, Micheál Martin, has told it all. Oliver Sears, founder of Holocaust Awareness Ireland, what do you make of this decision?
I'm not sure that it changes very much, frankly. It doesn't surprise me. The position of the government has really trended towards looking at a very kind of moral position without really engaging with the crux of the matter. I think that it's easy to declare or encourage the Palestinians to declare a state at a time when it seems to be on its knees. The situation is a disaster. I am personally heartbroken to see how events have unfolded. But if we're going to reach some kind of resolution here, there must be balance. And I think that one has to look at some history here. The Palestinians were offered the opportunity to declare their own state by the UN on exactly the same day, 29th of November 1947, when the Jews in the region were offered that opportunity. The Jews took it, and the Palestinians didn't, and 13 Arab countries declared war simultaneously on what was the fledgling.
Okay. Absolutely. And that is a reasonable historical point to make. But we are now in the 21st century. Isn't it an important show of support to a beleaguered Gaza, a beleaguered Palestinian people from the government? That's how many people here would interpret it.
Well, yes, they may. And yes, it looks like that on the surface. My question is, what purpose does it serve? I mean, finally, we have to understand that these two parties need to engage with each other. So, for instance, while the government is doing that on one hand, it also disinvited, I'm not sure if that's the word, the Israeli ambassador to the recent Fine Gael Ardesh. I mean, what statement does that make? This is a country
does
that...
Does it, Oliver, sorry to cut across you, does it make a statement that says the Irish government cannot countenance the near famine situation in Gaza, the killing of so many innocent women and children? Is it not as simple as that?
No, I don't think it is. I think that that the government has, well, it's a question of fact. It has not condemned Hamas anywhere near the same volume.
Well, I heard Simon Harris, the new Taoiseach, yesterday. The first thing he said when he spoke about what was happening in the Middle East, he said, we absolutely condemn what Hamas did 6 months ago. But then he went on to say that the Israeli response was disproportionate, entirely disproportionate. I think most
Why hasn't he asked the Palestinian representative in Ireland to condemn Hamas's attack? You know, there is much of Israeli society, in fact, the majority of it, condemns the Netanyahu government. Why can't the Palestinians, why can't the Gazans simply condemn the actions of Hamas? I don't understand at this stage why that is problematic. It would certainly open the way to a situation where parties can at least start to engage with each other properly. And there is no hope with a Netanyahu government, with a still Hamas-run Gaza Strip, and with the mullahs in Iran. There is no hope of getting a durable, lasting peace in this region. There has to be a change of all three of those regimes.
Okay. Oliver Sears, thank you indeed for talking to us. Oliver Sears, founder of the Holocaust Awareness Ireland. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast. 087 1400 106. Give us your take on all of that.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.